He forced his attention from the man to the woman, and a strange tingling sensation coursed through his body, and his heart increased its beat. She was quite beautiful, tall and lithe, with long flaming red hair. She stared back at Pitt through pearl-gray eyes. Memories came flooding back, and he had to grasp the doorframe to keep his knees from sagging. "Mr. Pitt," the young man spoke in a deep voice. It was a statement, not a question. "I'm Pitt." Lauren shivered as the young man smiled a smile that she had seen so often on Pitt's lips. "My sister and I have waited a long time to meet you, 23 years to be exact." "Now that you've found me, how can I help you?" Pitt asked, as if afraid of the answer. "Mother was right. We do look alike."
"Your mother?"
"Her name was Summer Moran. Our grandfather was Frederick Moran." Pitt felt as if a vice were crushing his heart. He barely got it out. "She and her father died in an underwater earthquake off Hawaii many years ago." The young woman shook her head. "Mother survived, but she was critically injured. Her legs and back were crushed and her face badly disfigured. She never walked again and was confined to bed for the rest of her life."
"I can't. No, I won't believe it."
The words came as if they were spoken through a veil.
"Believe me, sir," said the young lady. "It's true. Fortunately, grandfather left her a substantial estate, and she received wonderful care from a staff of housekeepers and nurses."
"Were you and your brother born before her injuries?" asked Lauren. The woman shook her head. "She gave birth to us in the hospital, a week shy of 9 months later."
"You're twins?" Lauren gasped, stunned at the difference in looks between them.
The young woman smiled. "We're not identical. It isn't unusual for non-identical twins to differ. My brother looks like my father. I took after my mother."
"She never tried to contact me?" Pitt asked grievously.
"Mother was sure that if you had known, you would have rushed to her side. She didn't wish you to see her pitifully broken body and disfigurement. She wanted you to remember her as she was." Undeserved guilt and utter confusion swept over Pitt.
"God, if I had only known!"
The memories of Hawaii came flooding back. Summer had been a breathtakingly gorgeous woman, and she still haunted his dreams.
"It's not your fault," said Lauren, squeezing his arm.
She felt she had a good reason for keeping the secret.
"If she's still alive, where is she?" Pitt demanded. "I want to know."
"Mother died last month," answered the young man. "She was in very poor health near the end. She was buried on a hill overlooking the ocean. She willed herself to live until my sister and I graduated from college. Only then did she tell us about you. Her last wish was that we meet."
"And why was that?"
Pitt asked, though he was sure of the answer.
"I was named after Mother," said the young woman. "My name is Summer, too."
The man smiled. "She named me after my father. My name is also Dirk Pitt." Pitt gathered himself together and stepped forward. He circled his arms around their shoulders and embraced them.
"You must forgive me. Suddenly discovering that I have two lovely grown children comes as no small surprise." "You don't know how happy we are to finally find you, Father," said Summer, her voice on the verge of a sob.
He took them both by the hand and pulled them into the hangar. Then he stepped back and smiled broadly.
"I prefer you call me Dad. We don't stand on formality around here, especially now that you've come to my home."
"You don't mind if we stay here?" asked Summer innocently.
"Is there a dome on the Capitol?"
He helped them with their luggage and led them inside. He pointed at the big Pullman car with the letters Manhattan Limited painted in gold on the side. "You have your choice of 4 lavishly appointed staterooms. As soon as you settle in, come upstairs. We have a lot of catching up to do."
"Where did you go to school?" asked Lauren.
"Summer received her master's from the Scripps Institute of Oceanography, I received mine in marine engineering from the New York Maritime College. I suspect your mother had something to do with your curricula, said Pitt.
Yes, replied Summer. She inspired us to go into ocean science.
A wise woman, your mother. Pitt knew full well that Summer had prepared her children to eventually work with their father.
The young people stopped and stared in astonishment at the collection of classic cars and aircraft in the hangar.
Are these all yours? Asked Summer.
For the moment, Pitt laughed. But I think I can safely say that someday they'll belong to the two of you.
Dirk gazed wonderingly at a big orange and brown car.
Is this a Duesenberg? He asked quietly.
Are you familiar with old cars?
I've loved old automobiles since I was a little boy. My first car was a 1940 Ford convertible.
A chip off the old block, said Lauren, wiping her tears. Now Pitt was really touched by his newly found offspring.
Ever drive a Duesenberg?
Oh, no, never.
Pitt put his arm around his son and said proudly, You will, my boy. You will.
This is Ron McClarty. We hope that you've enjoyed this production of Valhalla Rising by Clive Cussler. This program was produced and directed by John McElroy and abridged by Treby Johnson. Valhalla Rising is a production of Putnam Berkeley Audio, copyright 2001, all rights reserved. The book, Valhalla Rising, is available wherever G.P. Putnam's Sons books are sold.